From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Hundreds of thousands of Missourians struggle with hunger every day. Despite some progress, Missouri's food insecurity levels are still higher than the national average. Funding for food assistance has been a target for cuts from the federal government. But as Jacqueline Driscoll reports, advocates in Missouri want to strengthen programs for needy families.
Roughly 740,000 people used the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, in 2018, and 45% of those households have children. Jeanette Ma Oxford is the executive director of Empower Missouri. She wants to strengthen the SNAP program with a federal proposal called Close the Meal Gap.
You know, our average food stamp benefit in Missouri, and I think it was June, was $1.33 per person per meal. It's only around half the cost of what the USDA says a healthy meal would cost.
Mott Oxford says there's still a stigma associated with government programs, that they're bad for the economy. But data shows every dollar redeemed through SNAP generates almost $2 in economic activity in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A change in the federal tax law is putting rural electric co-ops at risk of losing their tax-exempt status. Jonathan All reports the nonprofit utility providers in Missouri are joining a national effort to get the law changed.
The co-ops sell electricity to their members, but also sell some outside their areas, which is limited to 15%. The 2017 change in the law includes all federal revenue included in that amount. Caleb Jones is the CEO of Missouri Electric Cooperatives. He says the new law is unfair, especially when a co-op is facing a natural disaster.
I think that it's a little troubling that if, say, an ice storm hit a co-op and they have to get federal disaster money, I don't think it would be fair to cause them to lose their tax-exempt status.
Jones says the Missouri congressional delegation is on board with efforts to repeal the change. Reporting from Rolla, I'm Jonathan All.
A report from the Columbia Boone County Board of Health to the Columbia City Council says there should be an immediate moratorium on the sale of flavored vaping products until the board can draft legislation that permanently regulates the products. According to the Columbia Missourian, the City Council will hear the report at today's meeting. The board is asking for the immediate moratorium and permission to draft the permanent legislation. The board says the recent and dramatic rise of vaping by youth and the ongoing nationwide outbreak of lung injury associated with e-cigarette use are its two main reasons for the request. Columbia will offer a service this winter to fight the harsh and sometimes fatal effects of cold weather on the homeless. The Columbia City Council followed staff recommendations and have approved the opening of overnight warming centers when the temperature is forecast to be at or below 9 degrees between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. These centers will provide basic shelter from the cold, but will have no cots or other amenities. According to the Columbia Missourian, notice of warming center openings will come through media alerts, social media, and the city website. The city will also notify public safety agencies, groups that provide assistance to the homeless, in hospitals. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.